remembers Aretha Franklin. I'm Maria Boynton. To the Billboards and signs around the city pay homage to the Queen, who in 1968 sang Precious Lord at the funeral of Atlanta's own Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at Ebenezer Baptist Church. Atlanta Congressman John Lewis says that with her music, Aretha connected with everybody.
She was so free within, and it didn't matter whether we were black or white, Latino, Asian American, or Native American. She was at home with
me. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms calls Franklin an icon who represented so many decades of music, not just in our country, but the world.
I am personally saddened, but also just to lose someone who's just been such a huge part of culture in this country is really a loss for us all.
Mayor Bottoms says she loved to hear stories from her father, the late musician Lance Bottoms, about the iconic performers he traveled with.
And Aretha Franklin would sometimes be a part of the Chitlin Circuit tours that my dad was a part of. She was out of Detroit, and my dad was out of Chicago, and so many of those artists often traveled together and performed together.
On the day that she died, Aretha's fans in Atlanta, though she'd been ill for some time, were still in shock.
I've just been listening to her music nonstop for the past 3 days, you know, just remembering everything that she's meant to my life and the times that her music has been there and helped me create memories.
She exuded strength and confidence, and she made you feel powerful as well.
That's the death of an icon. I mean, she's the epitome of soul.
She exuded strength and confidence, and I feel like she was a necessary for womanhood.
She's such an inspiration, and so many people owe their careers and their success to her, and there's no one else like her. Change, change,
change. She paved the way for the Beyoncés, all the artists that are out now who have true talent, that can sing, that can write, musicianship. She's all that.
I grew up on her music. My mom was one of her biggest fans.
Nominated for 44 Grammy Awards, Franklin won 18 and sold over 75 million records worldwide. She was the first woman to be inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and was named in 2010 the greatest singer of all time by Rolling Stone. Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, dead at age 76. I'm Maria Boynton.